In studio now, I have Paul Freeney, photographer. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, now this is another one of your famous walks that you do, and always very popular as well. But this Instagram, you'll have to explain all this to me. It's an app for a phone, is it?
It is. It's an app for a smartphone. There are lots of different apps that work on smartphones. Basically, it sort of makes photography easier or easy, and It helps you to get good results because mm-hmm. you take a photograph and you apply what we call a filter to make it darker or lighter or make it look like the 1970s or whatever, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Good okay. fun.
I always find, though, I remember during the Culture Day in Temple Bar there earlier in the year, and I was talking to two different photographers, and one after the other, and I was going, this is going to be strange. But actually one of them was of the old genre and then the new, and
yeah.
it was fascinating with the differences. And now both of them more or less said, well, once you get the quality, once the detail is in the picture, it doesn't really matter. Is that true? And would that apply to Instagram?
Absolutely. And sometimes people look for graininess or that old-fashioned look in their photographs anyway, you know.
I remember a friend of mine that went in and took pictures when they were making, many years ago, Michael Collins, some fantastic pictures he got, and he did them in the black and white.
Ah, sure, yeah.
You'd swear they were of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you
yeah,
know what I mean? So
yeah.
Is that the camera, or is it the cameraman, or is it a mixture of both?
It's an effect that you would apply to the picture later on, probably, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this photo walk, we're trying to do something different rather than just use a digital camera. We want people to use any sort of camera on their phone, or if they're old school, to use a film camera.
Okay. Before we go any further, give us all the details if anybody is interested, and I'm sure there will be quite a lot if people want to get involved on Sunday. That's next Sunday, the 17th.
This Sunday coming, yeah. Yeah, it's a relaxed, leisurely, fun day. You don't have to be a big into photography by any means. We're meeting at Houston Station, the front door of Houston Station at the Lewis stop at 11 a.m. I suppose that's an Irish 11 a.m. It's probably mm-hmm. be a quarter past before we leave there. From there we're going to the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham. The grounds there are fabulous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Formal gardens, statues, the whole lot. And we'll have a little bit of lunch then, and then we're going to visit Kilmainham Jail.
Okay, and then you'll sort of have a brief lunch, and then you
yeah.
have a debrief back in the Hilton.
Yeah.
But people, if they get in touch with you, you'd like to know, obviously, numbers, so if you can get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Well, my email address is paul@paulfreeney.com. Or if anybody wants to Google Instagram and film photo walk, or my name, you'll find it eventually. Or you'll find Paul Freeney Photography on Facebook.
Okay. Now, it's a name. I'm not a photographer as such, but it's a thing I haven't come across. Instagram before. Would most people know when we talk about that now?
I suppose anybody with a smartphone
okay.
would know about Instagram or any of the apps that are equivalent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with some of the play, you're going out to the Royal Hospital and you're going to be walking around and all that. So is people left to their own initiatives, what pictures they want to take, or will you make suggestions?
No, absolutely. They're on their own. If they want help or they want suggestions, they're more than welcome to ask. And there'll be lots of photographers on the walk who are very friendly and want to help people anyway who, mm-hmm. who don't have experience.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that there's a big interest now in pictures and photographs and stuff like that now?
Yeah, yeah. Would the advance of, or the oncoming, I suppose, of digital photography, everybody's a photographer now.
Mm.
So there are people who are gaining interest all the time in mm. photography, you know.
Now, I know I said to you earlier on about the differences in them as they were, but as sort of middle school, I won't say old school, you're too young to be old school, but of middle school, how have you found the advances? I've sort of asked you this before, but how have you found them to the coming to that perfection that photographers strive for?
Well, I suppose photography now is accessible to everybody, where, you know, 30 years ago when I started photography, there was a big investment involved in your camera gear, and then you had to buy a film and you had to pay again to get it processed and printed and the whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take a picture and you have the picture immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it makes it easier for everybody, you know.
I suppose the only other expense is walking around one of the electrical shops as well. I was looking at them. The printers you obviously would have to buy. Can you do the same thing that you can do with any sort of a camera that you can develop them at home?
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have the printer and you can download them off your phone through the printer or off a computer. Which way does it work?
You put them onto your computer and print from there.
Okay.
But then you can have them, you can put them onto a little memory stick and bring them to a chemist to get them printed there as well, you know, rather than print them yourself, you know.
Mm. Okay, no more dark rooms.
No more dark rooms, no, no.
And the clothes pegs.
Although a lot of people do, a lot of photographers.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Some people can't get it. I suppose like people with vinyl playing records, they look to vinyl.
Very similar, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you done this walk before in the Royal Hospital?
I have done it. I've done it a couple of times. I've done longer versions of it and shorter versions, and in fact Sunday just gone I went and did a recce in the rain and got drenched, but just to familiarise myself again with the area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some beautiful sights if we get the weather, and there's a 20% chance of rain this Sunday. Which isn't bad,
that's,
you know.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad.
It's usually 75.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get it in the earlier part of this week. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah, then yeah.
Now, when it says all shots should be tagged, can you explain that to me?
I suppose if that'd be Twitter talk, I suppose.
Okay.
You just put hashtag, what did I say, PFP walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it means that when the photographs are up on the net, you if you Google hashtag PFP walk, then all the photographs that are taken,
okay,
that are tagged, will come up and you'll be able to see them, you know.
Okay. And is it part of, is it would this be in your website, or is people have their own websites?
On their own websites or on Facebook or whatever, if it's tagged, it'll come up, you know, mm-hmm, when you Google it. Yeah.
And when you're coming across ideas for the walks, what comes into your heads? I mean, originally you were doing the wildlife thing, and then I remember you came into me one day and you had these wonderful global looking photographs.
Oh, the panoplanets, yeah.
Yeah, they
were
absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Is that hard to teach someone?
To do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose a half an hour you could show somebody how to do that, yeah, yeah. But I try and vary the walks, and you know, obviously I bring people to things that interest me, you know, but mm-hmm, I have a varied interest anyway, so and I'm always open to other people's ideas on what would make a good walk too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give us all the details again, Paul. If anyone is interested, they can get in touch with you, but it is taking place on Sunday, and people meet at Houston, the front door of Houston Station, but if people want to get in touch with you.
Yeah, we've about 30 people coming this Sunday. If anybody wants to come along, paul@paulfreeney.com. Instagram and film photo walk, they're the sort of things that you Google and you'll come across me.
And what's the actual, an average duration that would take? Would it be the whole afternoon?
In this case, considering we're doing Kilmainham Jail, yeah, I suppose we'll probably finish up around 3 or 4 in the afternoon,
that's
you know.
A good 4 hours to spend on a sunny.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I see there in those way I said a sunny Sunday. Anything else, Paul?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, but you have some interesting things coming up in the future.
Absolutely. Okay. Just remember that you don't have to be experienced to come along and join us for this.
It's a good way to learn. It's a good way to learn.
Absolutely.
And some of the things that we were talking about there, what did you call them? Photographs
the
again.
Panoplanets.
Yeah, are they up all on your website?
They would be on, yeah, you'll find them on Flickr.
Okay, well, that's something I recommend that people should have a look at, as well as all the rest of your work. It's important. So, and some of the wildlife stuff still up there as well.
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Paul Freeney, photographer.
Thank you, Noel.
I'll give you the details in the course of the programme, of that all the way through. But it's next Sunday, the 17th of February, 11 a.m. outside of Houston Station.